Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
By the way, just hearing even Bogus reread the tweets from Abdul Carter. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's played more defense on social media than he has on the field this year for the Giants. Good God. He's sacking Dan Duggan. He can't get to a quarterback to save his life this year. Anyway, we'll continue with the calls about Abdul Carter in just a second. 888-808-1019. We wanted to get into this. So you saw Josh Naylor and the Mariners. Did you see DePoto earlier in the offseason talking about, like, Naylor was great for us, but we wish him well wherever he goes?
No, I didn't see that.
Basically dismissing it to the point where some people in the game are like, this is bad for the sport. The Mariners don't want to spend any money. Naylor was great with them,
mm-hmm.
only to have weeks later apparently come to an agreement with Naylor. Now, we don't have the details on the finances of it yet, but it is reportedly worth, or reportedly a five-year deal.
Yep.
What do you think, BT, that means for Pete Alonso?
Okay, so number one, I think that it, a couple of things jumped out right away. Number one, I think the Red Sox are going to be strongly involved here. For Pete.
Okay.
I'm just talking about Pete right now. They're obviously talking about the Naylor signing, the residually, what does it mean for Pete? I think that the plan B for the Mets is now altered. Because let's say Pete goes to Boston. I know there was a report maybe Pete goes to the Orioles. They had some early interest. I don't think that's going to happen, but just responding to reports. Well, that's somebody that is now is not there for the Mets to pivot to if Pete goes somewhere else, which means they could either pony up an extra year or more money than they want to because now they're a little desperate because Naylor is staying in Seattle. They can't get him if Pete bounces. That's my first instinct. My other instinct is I think that Pete, without the qualifying offer, is going to have a much better offseason this year. We've talked about this. And with the Red Sox getting Devers off their books, here's my warning flare for Met fans, those of you who want Pete no matter what back with the Mets. If Bregman doesn't re-sign with Boston, Pete's going to be a Red Sox. That's the Lynch move. That's the linchpin move right there.
You see, I don't think Naylor was ever in the Mets thought process. So to me, that's not a fallback. The fallback option wouldn't have been, we're not going to spend X amount on Pete, so we're going to go pay Josh Naylor. Josh Naylor is a fraction of the player Pete Alonso is. Now, he's also 2.5 years younger than Pete Alonso. So when I hear 5 years for Naylor, who I think, while younger, is far inferior to Pete Alonso, also factor in that he hasn't done it in New York, my main takeaway from this is not, oh, like I saw it in the Post, the Mets missed a fallback option. Says who? When has Naylor ever been a rumor or a thought with the Mets? It's not even been the case. As a matter of fact, it's been reported on two occasions by Will Salmon of The Athletic and Andy Martino of SNY that the Mets' plan B, the immediate plan B, would be Jeff McNeil and Mark Vientos as a platoon. So, yeah, again, but the idea of Naylor has nothing to do with the Mets other than because he got 5 years, I'd have a hard time thinking Pete, a more prolific, proven power hitter, is going to get fewer than 5 years. As a matter of fact, I think now Pete's probably going to get six.
Oh, boy.
Just a matter of how much. Now, Naylor's not going to get anything close, I wouldn't think, to where Pete's going to be.
20 a year, 120 total, something like that. Maybe slightly more than that.
I would think that Naylor's going to be less than that. If he gets that, Pete's getting more. I mean, who would you rather have? You'd rather have Naylor than Pete?
Probably not.
I'm giving you my serious answer.
Probably not. You want Pete.
No. Personally, I want no part of Naylor. None. Naylor could come to me and say, I'll play for 70. No, thank you. I want no part of Josh Naylor.
Why, though?
Because I saw him with the Guardians against the Yankees, and I think he's horrible, okay? So now you could say the numbers, and he's good, maybe a spark plug. I have no interest in that. Now, especially in comparison to Pete Alonso, who is proven in New York, in the postseason, in this market, all the above, has been a terrific Met, is going to hit you minimum 30-plus home runs a year and drive at 100 runs and hit behind Soto. I just have no interest in Naylor. I could be minimizing Naylor. That's great. But if you put the two side by side, I'd much rather invest in Pete. So if you're saying 5 years for Naylor, even though he's younger, I would say minimum. I think my offer for Pete was on point at 6 for $180. That's what I was saying I'd get ahead of it.
You really won't. There's no way I would give Pete 6 years. I'm not saying he won't get it. That's different than...
Well, do the math. What's he getting for 5 years?
God, he's got it, I would say, in the neighborhood of 30. So he's done about 5 years, 150. Okay. Now it's about 6 years, 180.
If I'm saying I'm getting ahead of the market, I can't come with 5 for $150.
I'm not saying your numbers don't add up. Yeah. I'm just saying I would not want Pete Alonso for 5 or 6 years. But again, this is going to be a much better market for him. That's something I've always acknowledged. Again, without the qualifying offer, he had to bounce back with the batting average last year, which he did. He had a really good year. He shows that he fits behind Juan Soto with ample protection. So this is going to be a much better offseason for Pete, but that doesn't mean that it still equates to the right contract. That is not a move I would make.
But if Naylor's getting 5 years, I don't care that he's 2 years younger. I mean, if you're Scott Boras, if I'm Pete Alonso or Scott Boras, I'm saying he got this.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm taking less than 5 years. It's just no way.
I know. They're not the same type of player. To me, I look at it this way.
I mean, Pete got 2 years last year. He's going to get more than that, obviously.
No question. No. He had to prove some people that he was still... He had to bounce back this year with a vengeance, which he did. So that's why it's going to be a better market. See, the only thing about Pete, right, and this goes back to the conversation of whether it's about Bellinger or some other players, like... To me, and you'll see this will weave back to Pete and Naylor. To me, a guy like Bellinger could go 0-for-4, and he could help you. He could play left, center, right, first base, go first to home on a double in the gap, first to third on a base hit to right field, steal a base, have an 8-9 pitch at bat, flick a little, flick some foul balls, even if he doesn't get on base or get a hit. There is value in Bellinger doing little baseball things that show up night to night that Pete Alonso does not have. And I think most people would agree with that. Alonso, the superior power hitter, clearly, but they're different. When Pete doesn't go yard, to me, Pete doesn't help you win at all. And that's why there's no way I'm going to go for 6 years. Whereas Naylor, at 5 years, of course Pete is, it's not even close. He is twice the power hitter he is, Naylor. But in terms of, batting average, a little more aptitude on the bases, better hands. And by the way, defensively, the metrics back this up. Go to Savant if you don't believe me. Better speed on the bases. Naylor could go 0-for-4 and can help you win more than Pete. So I'm not saying...
I got you.
Oh, I think that when Pete doesn't hit a home run, there's very little that Pete does.
Okay, but
if anything,
he's great.
Except scoop, pardon me. No, I hops right and jumped down my throat. I know he's the scooper.
He led the league in doubles.
Yeah. And doubles too. That's true.
But also, even if he just hit home runs, he's great at that. Josh Naylor is a money ball guy. I'm not talking about specifically his skill set. I'm talking about broke teams go after Josh Naylor because they can't afford Pete Alonso. This is New York. Look at Josh Naylor's numbers. 1 year he had 31-108, and that year in the postseason, I'm pretty sure was the year I was referring to.
Yeah.
Why didn't think he was any good in the postseason? He also hit .243 that year. He's a career .269 hitter. Pete Alonso, you say, well, he's got the batting average, .253 career hitter. Mm-hmm. He had .272 a year ago. The OPS for Pete, career, .857. Naylor, .777. Like, you're talking about a poor man's Pete Alonso.
I think Naylor's a different player than when he came in. I do. I think he's one. Like, Pete, and listen, this happens in baseball. Pete entered the major leagues and he was a stud. He was hitting the cover off the ball. He was a masher. Naylor, it took him a while to get going. And since he's gotten going, You know, he is a higher average, higher contact, lower strikeout. He doesn't strike out at all. Dude, he struck out less than 85 times last year. He hit 295. The year before that, he struck out less than 70 times.
Damn, what
he hit 308.
No, what are you talking about, 308?
In 2023, he hit 308.
In 2024, he hit 240.
I understand. I'm saying 295 with the...
In 2025, this year, he hit 295.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, the year before, he hit 240.
What did he do the year before? 308.
Okay, and what did he do before that? 256, 256, 247.
But I'm saying he's getting better as he's getting older. That is a little bit of a sandwich year where he went down. I'm not here to celebrate 243.
Not to mention his 20 is paltry, 20 home runs. I mean, 20 home runs, good God.
Well, number one, he's been in some weaker lineups. I mean, if you put him around some studs, I think he's going to get more pitches to hit. The Guardians have two hitters.
Put it this way. The combination, and I want no part of this. I'm on record of saying this. The combination of Mark Vientos and Jeff McNeil could produce 20 homers and 92 ribbies.
Yeah, but are they going to hit 295?
McNeil was a batting champion.
He was so good. Yeah. Why does everybody want to get rid of him?
Yeah, I don't want him.
That batting championship's collecting a lot of dust. He's not the same guy the last 3 years.
I don't want him, but if you're just picking and choosing 1 year, I mean, Josh Neal's had two good years.
Two out of three.
Two out of three
very good years.
Yeah, and what about all the years before that?
I'm saying he's gotten better with age.
If I want a batting average, why not just go get Luis Arraez, who's a better hitter? He's got better batting average.
He'll hit you 125 singles. He can't run, he can't field, he can't throw. I mean, if that's what you're looking for, then Arraez is the guy that you should sign. Listen, I'm going to answer it this way. Now, dude, this doesn't mean that I'm right. Yeah. All I'm saying is, let's say the Yankees made the determination, because I'm going to personalize this, because I think this will further, kind of speak to what I believe, right or wrong. If the Yankees say, you know what, man, we don't believe in Wells. We're gonna trade Wells, make Rice the catcher. We got to find a first baseman. You know, I want to win a championship. If you said, would you rather have Pete at first base or Naylor at first base for the Yankees, I would take Naylor.
Right, but I think he fits them better because they don't need power necessarily. They need some of the other stuff.
And you make it seem like he's hitting 7 home runs. I mean, he's going to hit 20 home runs.
20 home runs?
Yeah.
That's going to probably be the worst on the Yankees.
No, but I'm saying even for the Mets, for Seattle.
The Mets need a power hitter to hit
behind
Juan Soto.
But there's other ways to get that. Go and get Schwarber. Go get Bregman. There's other ways to get power.
No, but Pete is
get Bellinger.
Pete is proven here. I take Bellinger in addition to Pete. If I'm talking about replacing that bat, the Mets don't have that power bat. Naylor is not it.
I know he's not. I agree. I'm not saying he's a power guy.
I'm just saying you would sign. And again, we don't know the finances of it. All I know is that if Naylor's getting 5 years, and I'm Pete Alonso and his agent, I'm doing a happy dance last night saying, this guy got 5 years.
It was a good night for Pete. I'm going to meet you halfway there. Well, think about this. So, but if it's 5 years, he made $10.5 million last year, Naylor did. So let's say it's 5 years and let's say you get up to the neighborhood of 15,
18, right,
16,
whatever, okay,
just south of 20. Mm-hmm. And to me, when you look at what Pete does well, which clearly is put balls in the seat, which is superior to Naylor, the other things that matter to me, just my evaluation, I think Naylor's better at. So I can make a very easy case, rather than giving Pete 32, 33, 30, whatever the number might be, for 6 years, which is what I don't want to do, I would rather give Naylor 5 years at 15, 16, 17, take that money, sprinkle it around, get a better team.
Right. Understood.
That's all I'm saying.
That philosophy. I'm fine with building a team. It would just be around Soto and Alonso, with Alonso as the primary DH, so I'm keeping that power, his greatest asset, in the lineup. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Carl is on Staten Island. What's up, Carl?
Hey, what's up, guys? Listen, lifelong Met fan. I'm 49 years old. I don't want to hear none of this. Sign Alonso. He is a homegrown, elite power hitter. I'm tired of David Stearns. We got Uncle Steve. We don't got the Wopons no more. Sign this guy. We got to win now. I'm tired of David Stearns. He thinks he's smarter than everybody else. He never threw a baseball or hit a baseball in his life. He sits behind a computer. Let's go and win. This is New York. This is not Pittsburgh.
Carl, let me ask you a question, Carl. What outside of hitting, and I'm being serious. I'm not trying to be a jerk. Outside of hitting home runs, what does Pete do above league average?
Pete Alonso is a home.
That's not what I'm asking. Power
hitter. He's not as bad as a fielder as everyone talks that he is, because he's just not.
Okay.
He hits doubles, the middle of a lineup. You put somebody behind him, a real hitter behind him, you go and spend the money, like let's say a Schwarber or somebody else.
Yeah.
Pete Alonso is a staple in a lineup.
Carl, he's a staple in a lineup that's won nothing. Now, I'm not saying it's his fault, but he's also a staple core member of a team that I think needs a pretty good overhaul in terms of their DNA. That's what I think.
BT, I agree with you.
Okay.
But there's other areas that need to be, more of a
addressed.
You got to take care of them.
Well, right.
Center field.
Left field. I mean, would the Mets be, and thank you for the call, Carl.
Thanks,
would the Mets be better off keeping Brandon Nimmo and investing that money in Brandon Nimmo or paying Pete Alonso?
That Pete.
Okay, so just because they screwed up with the Nimmo one doesn't mean that they should screw up and now let Pico. So my point is, I agree that they need to change the core of this team. I've been saying it for how many years now? I'm tired of saying it. I hope that David Stearns wakes up and does change the core of this team. It's just not working. It hasn't worked to the levels that you needed to work consistently since 2022. Move on from Brandon Nimmo. I would look to trade Lindor. They're never going to do that, and that doesn't mean that it's right. I could be right. They could be wrong. We'll find out. But I would not let Pete's power go. Forget. I don't even care that he's got the record. I couldn't care less where he's come from, homegrown. I don't care about that. That means nothing. What I care about is building a ball club that can win. Pete Alonso, I would argue, and I love Juan Soto more than any Met. He was their MVP last year. He produces runs. That's what he does. He led the league in doubles. He hits with power. He'll drive in runs. He can come up clutch. He's been proven in the postseason. So there are many attributes to like about Pete Alonso's game. The one I'd be investing in is his power bat and have him be the primary DH moving forward.
Listen, if he would say, I'll DH 70, 80 games, and you brought this up a while ago, I just don't think he would consent to that because it takes a lot of pride in his defense, and he does have a good scoop rate. And he's worked hard. Like he went from being a stiff over there to being functional. Although you can't throw, I can't trust you. We saw plays, whether it was Vladdy at first base for Toronto, the Dodgers have won a bunch of championships. Freddie Freeman, I know he's getting older, is an elite defensive first baseman. Like, this is not a position you could just kind of, he'll figure it out. He's okay, but when's he going to have to really turn a 3-6-3 double play or shoot somebody down at the plate in the eighth inning in a one-run game? I don't ignore that. Now, it doesn't mean that I'm looking to just get rid of him without any sort of conversation. I'm just not going over the top to bring him back. And I'm also open to looking at other possibilities. Now, Naylor is no longer a possibility because he signed. But if he was not signed, he was a guy that I thought could have fit the Mets well.
And if you're not going to bring Pete back, then there's a lot of work to be done. I'm not saying they can't do it or they won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it would start with trading either Nimmo or Lindor. And then bringing in Bellinger minimum. If they lose Pete, they have to get Bellinger. I don't see how the Mets offensively or defensively, whatever their line, I'm just talking about outside of pitching. I don't see how the Mets get better if they lose Pete and don't get Bellinger. It would have to be something that I'm not seeing, something that's, and by the way, it'd have to be multiple trades because I don't even know if there's a player out on the trade market that would make them better without Pete Alonso and not adding Cody Bellinger.
That's a good way to look at it. Talking trades, obviously, not just position players, but you trade for Skubal. You got McClain.
Yeah, pitching.
Maybe you sign Suarez. Well, but think about that. If the pitching is upgraded and it's Skubal, it's Suarez, and it's McClain. Well, just at 1-2-3.
Yeah.
Now I respect Nimmo. I don't think he's as good as some Met fans do, but I still think there's a way where the Mets could, even without Bellinger. I mean, they could still be better than 83 wins. Now, I know that that's not the ultimate barometer, but, maybe some of these kids coming up are the real deal, and they actually fit in, and they...
If you're taking Pete off of that team.
I know, it's a risk. It's a risk. And by the way...
It's not that they can't win without Pete. I'm saying that if they lose Pete, they have to get Bellinger. You can't come away...
Well, you could get Bregman. I would still say that there's a way to... Getting Bellinger helps. You put him right at first base. But I also think there's a way to go out there and... maybe you get a Bregman and a Lewis Robert to play center. Like, there's some sort of, multiple free agent signings where you could at least put a lineup, but a different lineup out there with Pete. And then, obviously, with a ton of pitching, maybe that's a different way to go. I don't know. I mean, this is a very big offseason, and Stearns, I wouldn't want to be Stearns right now because he's got to crush it. And if he has an average offseason, Mets, it's not going to be an easy season next year. He's got to have a really good couple of months.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I just don't see a world where the Mets are better off trading off of this player. That's my point. If you can create the world where it makes the Mets better, I'm game. Because I don't care about the emotions anymore. I want to win. And I don't think that breaking up the core, which is such a cliched thing, needs to be at the expense of the talent on your roster.
I agree with you. Let me be clear. I agree with you. But I think that there possibly is a situation where David Stearns is saying this core has collapsed now twice in the last couple of years. We got to get rid of somebody. And if we can't get rid of McNeil and we do want to bring Pete back, then Nimmo is the odd man out. It's musical chairs. And we get rid of Nimmo. Maybe you sign a Bellinger. You bring one of these kids up to play center field.
Yeah,
just I'm just going through the process.
Let you get a little bit younger.
Yeah.
Not significantly, but it's just a way to do it. And if it costs you, it costs you. We know that Steve Cohen is not afraid to spend money to get what he needs.
Well, if he's not afraid to spend money, then keep the player and spend the money anyway.
Well, that's
the easy answer, no, right?
That is, actually, that is the better answer.
Thank you. Because like, if you're a businessman, do you want to spend money to make a good baseball player go away?
Right, but here's the thing. We didn't come up with this. This isn't fan-driven or WFAN-driven. This is Met-driven.
Right, but there's a difference, Teague, between listening on something and then it actually happening. So my point to you is I'd listen on everything. I have no issue with the Mets listening. I'm telling you today on November 18th, A, I don't think the Mets are going to trade him, and B, I think it would be stupid to trade him because I don't see a scenario that makes the Mets better. If they trade him, I'll take my L for being wrong, but then I'll probably scream and yell at the move. Unless it's a move I don't see coming. I'm just using logic that a 33-year-old player with 5 years left on his deal is not getting you a lot back, and it's creating a new hole for you to fill. The Mets didn't score enough runs last year. It's the most under-talked about topic around the failure of the New York Mets. It's always about pitching and defense. And while that stuff's true, they did not score enough runs last year.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say it over and over again until people realize it. They scored fewer runs last year than they did the year before, and they added Juan Soto. So they need to improve their offense. Removing one of your better offensive players, in which you're probably not going to get much back, doesn't seem to be the best idea.
No, I would agree with that. Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com. MyPillow.com/NFL to get started today.
You're listening to WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1, New York, and Odyssey Sports Station. Vinny on Long Island. Hey, Vinny.
What's going on, guys? Great show by the four of you, as always. Keep
Appreciate it. What's up?
Tiki, before I get to my point, Tiki, I just want to let you know I'm a New Yorker who's a Cowboys fan, but I got nothing but respect. You're a class act and without a doubt a future Hall of Famer, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Vinny.
All right, so listen, I'm not against getting both Bellinger and Tucker. If they can pull it off, great. But I called initially. I got a proposed trade, and I really think it might help both teams. Obviously, something happened with the Mets. Who knows what it was? Maybe there's a chemistry issue between Lindor and Soto, and clearly they're not getting rid of Soto. I would definitely take Lindor, and this is what I propose. Okay?
Let's go, man.
This is what I would propose. We'll give you, and hear me out before you cut me off, we'll give you Volpe, we'll give you Dominguez, we'll give you Gill, and we'll give you Lombar for Lindor. And if we happen to get both Tucker and Bellinger, I'd even throw in Spencer Jones. But I think those four, it helps our leadoff, it takes a big contract off your hands, it gives you starting pitching, it gives you shortstop, it gives you an outfielder. I think it's a possibility that's something that could work if they want to do it.
I don't see that. I don't see them moving. Maybe Volpe, they're just enamored with. I see that being a non-starter going across town.
What do you think Tommy and Sean are going to say about the trade proposal? I want you to predict their opinions.
Tommy wants it. Sean says it's the worst thing he's
ever
heard.
Sean Morash, your thoughts on that trade? If you're just tuning in 30 seconds ago, our last caller offered Francisco Lindor to the Yankees for Anthony Volpe, Luis Gil, George Lompard Jr.,
yes,
and Jason Dominguez.
I'm all in.
Oh, man. So you say yes.
Really?
No brainer.
I'm so sick and tired of the Yankees hyping up prospects and them mismanaging them. Just give me the proven commodity at shortstop. Let's go.
All right. Tommy?
Believe it or not, there's only one player on the Yankees I would trade Francisco Lindor for, and that is the reigning AL MVP, Aaron Judge. Anyone else, I'm not doing the deal.
Well, I had it backwards.
You could throw every prospect in the book. I don't care.
I had it backwards.
Yeah, you had it backwards. I love fake Mets Yankees trades.
Well,
I really do.
I do, too.
I mean, they're all dumb and will never happen, but they're fun.
Do you love Lindor, Tommy?
Me? Absolutely. No, his leadership, defense, everything that he brings to the table. Like I said, if you want to give me Aaron Judge, fine, yeah. But I mean, I'm not trading for Lombard and Gil, as
and
he would
way,
say.
That's what I would want if I was a Yankee.
Yeah.
You want Lindor's leadership.
Absolutely.
I think that would translate in any locker room.
And I think he's the perfect guy to hit leadoff for the Yankees, too. Yeah. Like, when you really consider everything. Yeah. I know, it's funny. Also, Tiki, a funny thing
long-term
is
long-term vet?
Yeah.
Who's hitting leadoff for the Yankees when Francisco Lindor gets traded? It better be Francisco Lindor.
I just hear trades like that, and I've had a revelation. Maybe it was the Yankee early exit in October combined with another giant season we're here. I'm just so tired of overvaluing my own up-and-coming guys, and I'm tired of losing. I just want the next best team for the next possible year before I drop dead without any of the
chances. And Lindor helps you do that.
Yes.
For sure.
That's it.
Would you be interested in Brandon Nimmo, the guy we were just talking about? No, because I think you
we're
could
expanding
actually...
expanding this trade now?
No, but I think you could actually have a more realistic trade. Nimmo's on the market.
I don't want to get older. I don't want to get older.
I made a trade proposal. I don't know if anyone remembers this. So we went to game two of the AL wild card series between the Yankees and the Red Sox. We did our show out there, and then I stayed, Sean stayed, Tommy stayed, Big Mac and Keith were there.
Yes.
We sit down for the beginning of game two, and I immediately made a trade proposal to Sean Morash. Half jokingly, but half like, hey, I'm in off-season mode. The Mets got eliminated, right? They didn't make the playoffs. Sean, do you remember what the one-for-one trade was?
I believe it was Rodon for Nimmo.
Exactly. Yeah. Good call by you.
Yeah.
What do you think of that one, Teague?
I mean, we don't want Rodon anyway, so.
We have a trade.
There you go.
We've got one. By the way, I would make that Brandon Nimmo trade. Brandon Nimmo for Carlos Rodon?
I don't remember what I said. I think I wouldn't, as much as I've been hard on Rodon.
Well, you were also about to watch him pitch in a playoff game.
Yeah.
Didn't he pitch well last year?
Rodon's now pitched well back-to-back years, which scares the hell out of me.
And so I think that's what it was.
But
yeah, because his first season, you were like, all right, whatever.
It was a disastrous first season. Now, keep in mind.
You're like, well, he did it for it in the postseason.
He is also hurt and is going to miss the first few weeks of the season.
He is. Yeah.
Look, Carlos Rodon becomes more appealing to your staff the further he gets bumped back in the rotation.
Yeah.
So with Cole back and Freed.
When
and
he's
the,
not the and, number two and he's potentially number four.
Right. Then I'm okay. You know what? Because maybe he's not starting one of those first three games and you put him up against a number four in another team in the division series, I feel better about it.
Let's go to Steve in Staten Island. What's up, Steve?
Hello, fellas. Great show as always. Diehard Dodger fan over 60 years. Been following Bellinger all along. I was annoyed when he left the Dodgers. Number one, you all know that he's a terrific, unbelievable outfielder, great throwing arm, very fast. He might be the best first baseman in baseball. Here's why you want to keep him, because Kyle Tucker will be overpriced. And that is, he corrected his swing. When he was in the tank a couple of years ago, he was bailing on breaking pitches, and now somehow he's become disciplined. So I anticipate him to keep his offense the way it is.
The only reason I can't fully embrace that is since leaving L.A., he's had three seasons. Two of them have been good.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't call them great. I'd call them pretty good. And then 2024, he wasn't that good. So I don't know if it's all fixed and everything's fine and dandy. Like, I'm not exactly nervous he's going to become 21 or 22 Bellinger again, but I don't know if he's now this consistent 5 war 295 player. Like, I'm not sure about that because his career has been such a roller coaster of up and downs.
Yeah, I wonder what, I mean, you wonder what about guys like that because it's either the scenery or the way he's, his approach, or I don't want to say because he seems like a baseball player. You know what I mean? It doesn't seem like someone who doesn't care. And you usually get those wild fluctuations when it's someone who takes it lightly.
Well, I think
they're
at
just
first,
naturally good at it, you know, and it's just,
you
don't have to really work to be a good player. So you're going to have some seasons where it's great because it just comes to you. Other seasons, it's going to be, that's not him.
Yeah, at
he
first,
feels like a grinder.
He had a shoulder injury, which I think affected him probably with the disastrous 21. Mm. But you also have 22, and you've got 24 that wasn't a great year where he declined a bit. So you can't always just pin it on that one injury. It's tough to define. Let's go to Chris in Manhattan. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. Oh, on that Yankee Met trade, after all the suffering the Mets have had, I can't bear to think about having Volpe on the Mets. So just on that alone.
Yeah.
Just on that alone, I don't want to do it. Anyway, just kidding. But on the Nimmo thing, guys, Evan, you hinted at it. I absolutely think Nimmo should be the DH this season. I think Nimmo has to move there. We have had a cavalcade of clowns in that position for 5 years. I think Nimmo's numbers would go up if he's a full-time DH. And if you could get Kwan or Bellinger in left or someone of quality, the Mets would be a better team.
I agree. And it also allows Nimmo to play the outfield until one of your young center fielders, specifically Carson Bench, is ready.
Mm-hmm.
So Nimmo will still play left field. He just doesn't have to play it 150 times. And Cody Bellinger is a good fit. I know we opened talking about Bellinger and Tucker with the Yankees. I love Bellinger as a fit along with Pete Alonso, where Bellinger can play first base to have PTH. Bellinger can play center field until Bench is ready. And then obviously, as our last caller discussed, play a lot of left field with Brandon Nimmo DHing. But I want to ask you a question, and it's a very depressing answer. Who has DH'd the most in the history of the New York Mets?
In history?
That's right. Now, again, DH started in the National League in 2022, briefly had it in 2020, but we'll include all the American League road games that the Mets had. Who has DH'd the most in New York Mets history? To put in perspective Chris's point that the Mets have had, quote, a cavalcade of garbage at the DH position. Would you each like a guess?
I can't even think of who it would be.
Can't even think of one. Sean, would you like to make a guess?
Short-lived, but I think he's going to be the high number, Daniel Vogelbach.
Daniel Vogelbach is a fine guess. Tommy, do you have a guess on who's DH'd the most in New York Mets history?
Cano?
Robinson Cano. Oh. Fair guess. Sean Morash, you are correct. Daniel Vogelbach is number one. And you know who number two is?
He's only here for 2 years, wasn't he?
Well, the DH hasn't been around for an eternity.
True.
Number two is J.D. Martinez.
Wow.
That would have actually been my guess.
Good guess. Okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
It was, I gotta pull it up. Now, I saw a proposal from your boy, Duquette, from SNY.
Jim Duquette?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. What do you have? Was this on Hot Stove last night?
No, I saw something on social media, now I gotta find it. It was a proposal, here it is.
Well, I don't think he was on Hot Stove last night.
I'm sorry, it was Bowden, not Duquette, it was Bowden.
Yeah,
it was Bowden.
Big difference.
Big difference, true. Mm. I like Duquette, he's a good dude.
But Duke's legit. Bowden, All right, but what'd he say? Not so sure.
Be a network boy. I love it.
Wow.
I got you. No, I remember Duquette. I used to talk to him back in the day. Big fan.
Bowden takes some big swings and misses with these things. That's what I'm saying.
Now, who doesn't? I mean, yeah, Heyman the other day telling us that, who is right, Amor? Yeah. All right, so the Mets receive Scooble. Now, Hoff actually said, no, I don't think I would do this.
So
what
this
would
is
you
just
do?
This is just hold a proposal.
Wait. Before you put all the... yeah. Don't do that.
Did I mischaracterize?
Yes, you did.
The conversation?
I didn't say no. I said I'd almost trade anything for Scooble, but you got to lock him up.
This is just
Bowden's proposed trade.
Yes.
Scooble to the
hypothetical
Mets.
Trade to get Scooble. Mets get Scooble. That's it. Yeah. Tigers get... Tong, number 4 prospect.
Yeah.
Sproat,
yeah.
Number 5. Jet Williams, number 3. Mm-hmm. And Mauricio. Would you make the trade?
Oh, my God.
In a heartbeat, you make the trade.
Yes.
And Hoff's telling me, well, only if he would sign.
Yeah.
He's not.
You just
Boris.
Have to make sure you make sure that you sign him.
He's
you lock
not
him
doing
up.
That,
you give him the $500 million. Why? No.
Who's not doing that?
Who's not doing it? Are the Mets not offering him a crazy-ass contract?
Boris and Scooble won't accept it.
Again,
what's
here's
the difference? You wouldn't do for, let's say Scooble says, yeah, you know what? I don't like New York.
You're being irresponsible.
No, I'm saying let's say that Scooble comes out and says, I don't want to be in New York with the Mets after the 1 year. I want to move on. So what? I'd still do that trade.
No, you can't be irresponsible. You have to be smart about this. I have no problem giving up anybody for Tarik Scooble. I don't care who it is.
What about McLean?
Yeah, go for it.
Well, that's irresponsible.
But here's it is. It's not irresponsible. If you know you're going to sign the guy, I have no problem doing it. I don't
care. But
you're
never going to know that, Huff.
But you can ask, you can answer.
And then
trust me. We understand that people talk behind the scenes, whatever it is, what it is. You're telling me right now we can't be like, hey, listen, we're going to trade for you, and we are going to give you so much money that you don't need to go to
free agency. 400 milli?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I'm fine with that. I obviously that would be the case, but so my thing is, let's say that trade offer stands, but Scooble and his agent tell you, the Mets, we're not... Well, you could go to him and say, we're going to give you $400 million. They say, look, we don't care if it's whatever money. We're not signing it. Do you then not make that trade?
I can't do it.
See, that's when we have...
I'm with you. You have to do
it. No, you don't.
You don't have to do it because
well,
you can trade
to win. For who's your ace next year?
Oh, but hold on, hold on. Look, first of all, Tariq Skubal is not the only pitcher in baseball.
He's the best pitcher in baseball.
Yes, I know. I know he's a Cy Young Award winner. He won last year. I would love to get him. But if you give me those five players, how about try Paul Skeens? How about you try, I don't know, people aren't going to go for Alcantara. Okay, fine. But how about Joe Ryan? How about other
but they're
great
not,
aces?
But they're not Skubal.
Okay, because there's only one Skubal. He can
right.
Listen,
which is why you do something that's unconventional without a contract.
I get it. No, you don't.
All right, so you
that's just
do
irresponsible.
Here's the risk that you run. So I get it. You don't want to do it.
I told you we're fighting about it, you and Andy.
I think it's nuts, right?
Yes, we are fighting about it.
He won't do it. So the Yankees will do it. The Dodgers will do it.
The Yankees
will
do it.
And those teams. And the Mets won't get them. And those teams will win. And the Mets won't.
Let me put this in. Compare what you gave up for Juan Soto. What did the Yankees give up for Juan Soto?
They gave up a backup catcher.
Okay.
They gave up Michael King.
A backup catcher? We're talking about five top prospects. And I don't care about the prospects.
Yeah.
But you're talking about five top prospects. And you're saying, hey, we gave up a backup catcher and continue.
Like, you don't know. I'm just got to start somewhere. They gave up Hashiyoka Gashioka.
Michael
King. I got a frame. Then they gave up Michael King and, you know, whatever. I forgot what else they gave up.
Michael King, right, who's already a free agent. Like, let's be serious here. You're not talking apples to apples at all. Juan Soto's the best free agent available. Got it. He's going to free agency. You gave up a bunch of nothing to get Juan Soto. You stole him. If you told me that, I'll give up a bunch of nothing for Tariq Skubal all day long. That's fine. Top five prospects, you got to lock him up. Otherwise, you're just being stupid.
I think that that's a fair thought. I disagree with it. You may disagree with it as well, but I think that that's a fair, practical thought.
It is, but it's not realistic for me. But what he's saying, I get it. The Mets should try to do that.
Right.
They will be rebuffed, and then they will have to make a determination. All right, do we do it anyway? Or, nope, we're going to hold our line. I hear you. It's just not going to happen. I have no problem trying to do
it. You're saying they can't get them.
They're not going to. Boris is not going to say, oh, yeah, I'll sign for $400 million before he hits free agency.
All right, forget that. Then what about the lesser prospects going there?
There's no way the Tigers are going to do that.
Well, why not? Are they going to get a better
offer
than that?
Because somebody else will. Yes!
We don't know. We'll see.
You're telling me nobody in baseball is going to trade for Skubal without a 9-year extension?
Hold on. I've looked at some people and
no bench in there, Hoff, though.
It doesn't make a difference. Give him. Throw him in there, too. I don't care. But he's got to lock him up. The Mets have a loaded farm system as far as prospects go.
Yeah.
Top 100, they have, like, I've seen some people say they have up to, like, seven top 100 prospects. Go trade them all. I don't care. No one else has as many as the Mets do. But be responsible. Don't give a load. Like, last year they gave up 12 players for four free agents that did absolutely nothing for the team. Be more responsible with these players. I don't care about getting rid of them. Be responsible about it.
A question, one more for you, Hoff. So let's say that this goes down the way you would do it. And the Tigers say, not happening. Skubal either stays there, dealt midseason, or dealt somewhere else, right? Where's the pivot? Then what do you do?
Well, I just talked about it. You got Ryan. You got other pitchers that are. You're telling me, like, right now, if those five prospects that you want to give up that you said you start offering to other Major League Baseball teams, you think that 29 or 28 other teams are going to be like, no, we don't want those prospects
I don't
for
think
a top
that at all.
Pitcher. But guys, like, listen, Paul Skeens, I'm sorry, but the Pittsburgh Pirates are listening to that.
I don't think Skeens is getting dealt.
Now, I'm not saying he's not getting dealt. But I'm saying if you go to the Pirates and say, we're going to give you a buttload of prospects.
I think it's boatload.
No, this is a buttload. This is bigger than a buttload. It's a buttload of prospects. You're telling me right now.
What?
The Pirates are going to sit there and say, nah, we can't go that route because we're going to hold on to him for another
year. Here's what they'd say. Now, and I know your answer, but they would say, all right, we'll take that, and we want McClain, and we want the first baseman Clifford, and we want something else. And then
you're going to give him eight players? I don't think that's not reasonable.
I'm going to get rid of Jet Williams. How tall is Jet? What is he, 5'2"? Jet Williams.
Look at what's Jose Altuve. Yeah. I mean, going to be a Hall of Famer.
One Altuve in the history of baseball. Jet Williams going to be number two.
As long as you attach a wire to his chest, yes, he's good to go.
They call Jet Williams the alien. I don't know if you know that, BT, but Jet Williams is referred to as the alien, so what could go wrong?
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yo, welcome in.
to a brand new edition of Evan and Tiki. How we doing on this fine Thursday? Tiki Barber, Evan Roberts with you for the next 4.5 hours. There is a ton to discuss. My biggest NFL rooting interest now that the Jets are dead. Why I'm falling in love with Cam Scottaboo. A Lugash debate series has been scheduled for 4:30. And not only did the Knicks steal a game last night, should Josh Hart be arrested for stealing food from an innocent fan? We'll get to all that coming up over the next 4.5 hours. But, Tiki, I was confronted by a listener this morning, and it very much affected me.
Yes.
I don't mind if you don't like the show. I don't mind if you don't like me. I don't care. I take all criticisms with a grain of salt.
Mm-hmm.
But someone stopped me today and uttered something very hurtful to me, and it was said to me last year, too. It's the second straight year someone has uttered this criticism at the feet of me, little old Evan Roberts.
Specifically you, not our show. This is just you.
Just me.
Okay, let's hear it.
Evan, you're not doing enough to bang the drum that the Mets need to re-sign Pete Alonso.
Mm.
And I said, well, what do you mean by that? I've made my opinion very clear.
Right.
And the guy said, when's the last time you opened with it? And I actually have a memory of every open we've had since the end of the baseball season. And I said, well, we haven't. And he said, oh, yeah, too busy talking about Jackson Dart? Too busy with Trent Grisham or Kyle Tucker? And he called me out. Mm. And he said, tell the people the truth. Tell them that the New York Mets need to re-sign Pete Alonso. So Tiki Barber at 2:02 on November 20th, 2025, let me make myself perfectly clear. If the New York Mets have an interest in winning a World Championship for the first time since 1986, if they have an interest in improving themselves from the wrecked mess that was last year, the best course of action is to retain and keep Pete Alonso. Pete Alonso needs to return. The Mets need to re-sign him. Blah, 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 blah. I want Pete Alonso.
Ah, nice.
Have I made myself clear?
Well done. Next topic.
Yeah.
Now you've over with it.
I'm done. We can move on now.
You know, it's funny.
Yes.
He's right. He absolutely, whoever
He's
said this,
right?
Whoever said this to you on the street,
yes,
is right. Because Pete Alonso is the every Met fan's desire right now, especially after the season that he had in his second consecutive go get yourself paid year. He had the year that you would have wanted him to have. He looked invaluable. He looked like he was the best player at some points on this team, and he was clutch when he needed to be. So why aren't Met fans stomping harder for Pete Alonso? Why don't, even though he's 31 years old, why aren't Met fans saying you got to keep him with no matter what? Why is it? Oh, Edwin Diaz is more important. No, he probably is, but Edwin Diaz is more important. Why aren't more Met fans stomping for Pete Alonso? Because he is important for this future. Otherwise, I mean, you can replace him, but it's not going to feel the same. He might have the same production, whoever it may be, Kyle Schwarber, whoever, but is it going to feel the same?
Well, I want to actually disagree with you about feelings because I was very careful over that 30-second monologue, or whatever you want to call it, I made, and I'm going to be very careful throughout this open and whenever we talk about Pete Alonso. My interest and my demand on keeping him has nothing to do with feelings or emotions. Mm. Zero. While I do have feelings and emotions, and yes, yes, as a fan, as a diehard Met fan, I don't want to lose another homegrown player to another team. I'm talking strictly business.
Mm-hmm.
You know me. I've done all these geeky Ricos analyzing all the free agents, Alex Bregman, Kyle Schwarber, how everybody would fit. And the conclusion I've come to is that the best fit for the New York Mets is Pete Alonso. So the feelings that you touch on, which I do think affect a lot of fans,
yeah.
I'm excluding it because that's not my reasoning. My reasoning is here's a baseball player who every single year of his major league career, every one of them goes out and plays. He plays every single game. He's done it since 2019. He is the most reliable slugger in the sport. I didn't say the best. I said reliable. And then he goes out there when he plays every game. And he'll hit you 35 home runs, maybe 40.
Yeah.
He'll have an OPS in the 800s.
Okay. But
that's what they need.
Yeah, but reason doesn't get you paid.
What?
Emotion gets you paid. Emotion
gets Pete Alonso here.
So you're saying I have to twist this and make it all about emotion?
What is the fan? What is the Met fan? Is the Met fan generally thinking like you are where, hey, man, statistically speaking, he gives us the best way? Or is it Pete Alonso is exactly the Met that I've grown to love over the last 5-6 years? He plays every game. He tries his heart out. He bleeds Met blue. Mm-hmm. All of that. Like, that's what I think this fan, random guy who stops you on the street, is talking about. Like, the Met fan wants to scream, keep Pete. We want Pete. David Stearns, we want Pete. Steve Cohen, we want Pete. But nobody's doing it.
Nobody's not yet. Not yet, at least.
Free agency's a week and a half
old. You're talking about us as fans or David Stearns or Steve Cohen?
I'm talking about me. I'm talking about fans.
Because you know, Teak, you know what we want more than anything? I mean, I'd love to have career Mets all over the place. I'd love that. I want to win. I'm sick of losing. I'm sick of being a loser. And so I think that every Met fan is open to making this team better. And if you can present to me a scenario where the Mets are better with Pete Alonso, I promise you I'll listen.
Right. So you're going to, because so doing it the way that you're alluding to, that statistics, measurables, et cetera, Pete Alonso is better. That's why he
should
stay.
Yes, absolutely. Those emotions in terms of career Met, and now he's the all-time home run leader, and that dopey ticket stub the Mets sent me that I framed on the wall, like all that stuff is cool, but that's not the reason that I want him back. I want him back because, just as a baseball fan like we all are, and I try to build the Mets in this offseason like we're all doing, I think he gives the best chance of succeeding for the next couple of years. The biggest critique, I've heard two critiques of Pete Alonso over the last couple of years. Three critiques, actually. One critique was, well, how's he going to age? How's he going to age? Well, look, I don't have a crystal ball, and so right now he's going to turn 31 years old. I don't know what he'll be when he's 35, but the only thing we can do is look at one's past to dictate the future. He plays every day. There's zero evidence that he's going to break down. Not one. It's a fantasy that you are creating. You're stereotyping him. You're looking at his body and you're saying, he's got a weird looking ass. He must break down when he's 33. We have zero evidence. He played 162 games last year. He played 162 games the year before that. The year before that, he played 154 games. The year before that, 160. This is absurd.
Yeah.
He plays every day. That was one of the critiques I always heard. You know what the other critique was?
What did he miss? A week in 2023?
That was it.
For the wrist?
Yeah, that's when he got hit by a pitch by that goof, Charlie Morton.
That's it. Basically.
That's it.
In 2021, he got hit in the hand.
That was 2021. Right. Yeah, I forget the years.
Yeah.
Either way, that goof Charlie Morton did it. So even when he got hurt, he played. So I want to throw that out the window. If you keep bringing up how he's going to age, you're literally making stuff up. There's no facts to back it up. Now, I'll admit we don't know the future, but the best way to predict the future is to look at the past. The second thing I always hear, well, he's not great defensively. Okay. Forget the arguments that I've had with Met fans that he's actually not as bad defensively at first base as you think. His agent has come out and said, he'll DH. So he's already giving you DH me. I don't love DHing, but I'm willing to do it. So the argument of, well, he's so bad defensively, you don't even have a DH. He can DH half the time. So that argument was thrown out the window. So I'll get to the third argument in a minute, but those two things, can we at least admit, Tiki, all fallacies?
Yeah. No, you're not. I'm not worried. The modern athlete is different as far as health and maintenance, and you kind of know the guys that are going to be hurt, because they were always hurt. They were randomly oblique or hamstring or other soft tissue. Giancarlo Stanton. He's going to be hurt at some point every single season.
Because his track record tells you.
Track record tells you.
Absolutely.
And guys that get to Pete's age, he's 30. He'll be 31 soon by the end of, in early December. But at 30 years old and he has no injury history, why would you think a well-conditioned athlete, I know his body looks like he's weird, but having met him,
right,
like sat next to him, that dude's built like a brick, you know what.
Right.
Like he's put together. So I can't look at him and say I'm worried about your health because, one, you look like you're fit, and two, you don't get hurt unless you get hit by a pitch.
So what I'm so curious about then is, for anyone who wants to move on from him for either Kyle Schwarber or Alex Bregman.
Who wants to move on from him?
I think there are Met fans who prefer other routes.
Why?
I agree with with you. I don't prefer another route.
I don't.
But I've heard from them. I've heard from them over the last 2.5 years.
Maybe because it's different.
Well, that's a scary thing, that it's different. I want something different. And yes, the Mets failed last year, and I want to win as much as anybody.
But it wasn't Pete's fault.
Right. So I wouldn't say, well, it needs to be different. And so since they've underachieved that time with him here, let's go get someone else. Because the thing about everybody else, and you can take whoever you want, including Alex Bregman, who's a hell of a ball player. I don't mean to pick on him. Or even Kyle Schwarber, who too is a fearsome slugger. Look at their track records of staying healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say it's better than Pete Alonso's? No. The answer is no.
Definitely not.
So why would that scare anybody? And yet, the Mets, at least last year, we'll see what they do this year, have had a reluctance of going longer term with him. And my question would be, why? Because you're projecting that you don't think he's going to age well? Well, so far, evidence tells us he's going to age well because the guy plays all the time.
Yeah, I think the other thing, and this was probably proven after Vlad signed, that the number that his agent was asking for was probably exorbitant.
7 years?
Number and then APY.
Yeah, I agree.
It was massive.
Yes.
And in a lot of ways, unprecedented.
Mm-hmm.
And so David Stearns, and I guess Steve Cohen by extension, or maybe the other way around, didn't want to be the precedent setter for a star, put this in quotes, first baseman. And so that probably held them back. There's no market for this. Why am I going to do something that's unprecedented?
And that I don't disagree with. Like, I'm not mad at the Mets that they waited on Pete last year because they ultimately won out.
Mm-hmm.
My attitude is I continue to wait, but I want to be the highest bidder at the end. Like, I'm not afraid to go to a fourth year or, dare I say, a fifth year. Now, I don't want to go there if I don't have to. That's just dumb negotiating. So I'm not suggesting that today the Mets have to make him some kind of absurd offer.
What is it? What gets it done, do you think?
If they
were motivated to keep Pete Alonso, is it 4 years, 200?
Today?
I mean, 4 years, 120? Or is it 3 years, 90?
3 years, 90 ain't getting it done. It may eventually get it done. Let me ask you a question this way. Are you asking about getting it done on November 20th or just getting it done in general?
Getting it done in general.
Then you have to wait it out and be the highest bidder. So that's letting the market develop.
Yeah.
That's allowing the Red Sox to say, all right, Pete, we're willing to go 4 or 5 years. I don't know where these teams are willing to go.
But here's what's becoming interesting and obvious.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the priority, like anybody's priority. Pete Alonso's, they're not beating down his agent's door. It doesn't, because we're not hearing anything about
it. Not yet. Not yet. I don't think it'll be like last year. Like, if I had to guess right now, in fact, that gives me an idea, long-term prediction, the date Pete Alonso signs. We did that last year, and, well, it didn't happen until February.
Right.
My gut tells me it's going to happen sooner rather than later, and I'm willing to wait. Like, I'm not out here banging the drum that it has to happen today or tomorrow. I'm out here banging the drum, and here's where I would defy any Met fan. And you're welcome to tell me how I'm wrong, 888-808-1019. I think he's the best course of action moving forward. I don't think there's an alternate plan that's better. If you want to shake up the core, if that's your reasoning, okay. Tell me what your plan is that makes them better than bringing Pete Alonso back. Because there are other decent plans, and don't get me wrong, there are other decent plans. I've thought about it. I've studied it. I've analyzed it. But they're not better. That's the difference. They're good plans. Alex Bregman, good ball player. Kyle Schwarber, hell of a slugger. Taking a risk on one of the guys from Japan, whether it's Okamoto or Murakami. They're all fine plans. But that's not the best plan. The best plan, and it has nothing to do with emotion, is the most reliable slugger in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Again, not the best slugger, but I'll tell you this about Pete Alonso. He's reliable. There are a lot of players in this sport who are clearly better, Aaron Judge being one of them.
Yep.
But you don't know if they're going to play 160 games. Their track record tells you they're going to miss time. Wouldn't you like the guy for the next 3, 4, 5 years, whatever it takes, who you can write down almost in permanent ink? He's going to play 155 games?
Yeah, but you also want the guy, even if he does miss games, is going to be the most valuable to get you towards a championship. That's what you're asking about Pete. Now, I wouldn't be worried about that because Pete seems to be a gamer, but that's what I think the Met fan, and maybe even Met ownership, is looking for right now. What's going to get us over the hump? And that's offensively, clearly that's there, but you heard it multiple times. They worried about the defense.
from a defense that's pitching, well, but that, he's
gonna
fielding.
He's going to DH a portion of the time that he didn't do. You've already improved yourself defensively if you bring in a good glove that can play that position part of the time.
So how do you value a DH versus a first baseman? That becomes the sticking point.
Here's what I value. Kyle Schwarber's a hell of a player who had a better year than Pete Alonso last year. There's no question. The guy had 56 home runs. Mm-hmm. I got great respect for Kyle Schwarber. He doesn't play a position at all. He's also 2 years older. Who would you rather have on your team? Knowing those facts, which are facts, who would you rather have on your team for the next 3 years?
Pete Alonso.
Okay.
Because he can do both.
Exactly. I value that he can even play the position, even if it's not at the highest level.
Go ahead. Hit me with this thing that you have here with the Mets free agency.
All right. So to me, this is a home run plan, home run blueprint for the Mets to get to and to win a World Series.
This is your blueprint?
Yes.
Okay. And you're just going to see if I like
I'd be surprised if you don't like it. If you don't, I want to hear that. But I also want to hear more so what level of possibility you think it is for the Mets to actually do this and achieve all these things. A lot of moving parts. Okay. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. First thing... let me lay it all out before you hit me with your reaction. Number one, you trade for Skubal. Number one. Number two, you sign Ranger Suarez or you sign Dylan Cease. I know you're not a huge Cease fan, so I'm sure you'll get back to that. You sign one of those two guys. Then you re-sign Pete, okay? And then, where it gets a little dicey, and we'll see how much the Mets really mean business, you sign one of the following. You sign either Bellinger, Tucker, or Bregman. So, again, you trade for Skubal. You sign Suarez or Cease. You bring back Pete. You get either Bellinger, Tucker, or Bregman. And by the way, before you shoot down the Cease stuff, which you might, you go into the season with a rotation of Skubal as your ace, McClain as your second, because you're not giving up in the Skubal. That's Tong, Sproat, whatever. And Cease as your third. Go ahead. What's your response?
Yeah, I mean, it's obvious that that would be great. Now, I don't know how realistic it is. First of all, we got to find out if Detroit's going to move Skubal. I still think that they're going to because they kind of have to. It would be stupid to keep him. So let's say that they do make Skubal available. If Skubal gets traded, it better be to the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he gets traded and it's anywhere other than the Mets, we're going to have a problem. That's
on Stearns at that point. Stearns.
I mean, that's a major issue. Stearns and Cohen got to figure that one out. I mean,
that's more Stearns. There's no money involved. Like that's got to be Stearns. You're not going to have an extension.
Well, it is money involved when you're talking about knowing that you're going to have to pay him probably close to $400 million, if not over $400 million in a year.
But you have no doubt Cohen's going to do that. Neither do I. So it's more about getting him there. Cohen's going to cut that check for school.
Well,
he's going to cut that check.
Also, the conversation is going to come down to, hey, is it worth trading McClain plus for 1 year of this guy when we could just, if we're going to give him $400 million anyway, we could just wait. That to me is such a big trade that you're going to have to get the Kings' approval on that one. I'm not saying he would or wouldn't. I have no idea.
Right.
But yes, if he becomes available, I mean, the Mets didn't get involved on Soto. The Yankees did. They were aggressive. They got to the World Series because of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you get stuck with Trent Grisham now for $22 million because of it. But no, the Yankees go to the World Series because of it, and the Mets just waited a year, didn't give up anything, and signed him.
All right.
So I just don't know that.
Okay.
Anyway, Suarez would be the guy that I want. I have zero interest in Dylan Cease.
Okay.
Zero. And here's why. To me, he's just another dude. Like, he's better than Clay Holmes or David Peterson.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a true number one.
He doesn't have to be under the scenario. That's the beauty.
Well, under this scenario, I guess. I still think there's going to be an overpay there. I have no interest in Michael King. I have no interest in Dylan Cease. I would go Suarez and Framber Valdez would be my two big free agents. Now, I'm not saying both. I'm saying I don't even want Valdez, but at least you could say, all right, well, they got Valdez.
Mm-hmm,
like
mm-hmm,
Suarez
mm-hmm.
would be my first. Valdez would be my second choice. So one of those two guys.
Okay.
I do think it's imperative they bring Pete back because if not, now you have so much work to do especially that Pete's open to being a DH.
Yeah.
If he's open for being a DH, to me, there's no excuse not to bring him back.
And if you lose him, the diminishment of power is a massive issue. And if you don't get a Tucker or something like that, I don't know how you really, unless you get Schwarber.
Well, you could.
But now you got a lot to do.
You could, but now Schwarber's locked in at DH and there's no flexibility there.
Yeah.
If you're going to pay Schwarber, why not just pay Pete?
Yeah, that's true.
Who at least can play first. Yeah, Schwarber's the better home run hitter, but Pete's proven in New York, and he can play at least a little first. There's more value there as opposed to Schwarber, who he's locked in at DH. You can't use that spot anywhere else. I don't think, because of that reason, I don't think the Mets are going to be interested in Schwarber.
Yeah, he's played like 15 games in the field the last couple of years, so he's a complete DH at this
point.
You're
not going to pay, what's he going to get?
4 years.
Okay, for what, 27, 28 million a year, something like that?
Yeah, he's going to get over 100 mil.
I would not do that. I love the bat.
Yeah.
I think the time to get him was 3 years ago.
Yeah, you said that before, the last con. Okay, I got you.
So, and if I'm going to pay somebody, I would pay Pete. So anyway, if Pete is open to DH, which the reports are he is, there is no excuse to me for the Mets to draw the line anywhere. I get that it's getting ridiculous when you start thinking of you're going to give him $200 million, but I mean, whatever the market says, that means somebody else is willing to pay it. You should then bring Pete back, and if you don't, then you need you better make sure you get Bellinger, and you probably need Tucker on top of that. Like it can't be. I don't think the Mets could bring back both Pete and Nimmo and make their team better defensively.
Oh, I don't like that.
That's why I'm saying I think there's a better chance. I said this last night on Sportsline on SNY. I think there's a better chance the Mets move on from Nimmo and keep Pete than the easy thought of, well, Pete's not signed. He's going to walk and the Mets would be stuck with Nimmo because he can't be traded. I think that they know they'd be better off investing the money that they invested in Nimmo in Pete instead.
Yeah, but you got to get somebody to bite on Nimmo. And if it's not the Rockies, I'm not saying nobody would. He's got power and, you know, I mean, I get it.
I mean, he's got
get him in the right ballpark.
He's a good offensive player.
He's fine. He's above average.
And
no question.
It's not like he's making a ton of money. I think he's got 6 years left.
20 something.
Okay, so it's about. Okay, I mean.
I got it. I don't disagree.
I think that there's value there. I think the hardest part would be getting him to accept it. But if it's to maybe his hometown team, the Rockies.
Or maybe the Angels, something else out west, closer to Colorado. All right, so the Scooble thing is tricky because you can't control it.
Right. Okay, so my counter to you.
Go ahead.
What if Scooble's not available? Now what?
Well, now you've got to get a combination of Suarez. I like Cease more than you. Suarez and Valdez. And then you have
two of those top free agents.
You got to. And by the way, the whole thing, and I know why you say that. Like, he's been a little bit banged up. And I know Dylan Cease is not a 1A on a World Series type of team. I get that. But Dylan Cease and Michael King, guys like that, if they were taking the ball last summer when the Mets were, when they were hemorrhaging and you're getting two and a third, one inning, three innings, like the Mets may have been a playoff team. And Dylan Cease, I don't love him either. I agree with you. You realize, though, and I didn't even really fully realize this until I double-checked this morning, he has had five, not one, two, three, five straight seasons of at least 32 starts, so he takes the ball every 5 days, and five straight years of 200 strikeouts.
Sadly, I look at that.
That's pretty good.
You know what I think, though, when I look at that? Because I'm a big law of averages guy.
What?
I look at that and say, he's probably due for an injury. You know what I'm saying? When a pitcher's throwing, he's going to be 30. He's already giving you, to your point, 165, 184, 177, 189, 168.
Look at the starts made. I mean, 32, 33, 32, 32, 33. That's a horse.
What do you think he's going to get?
I don't know. His contract I don't have much of a feel for what he's going to ask for or get.
His ERA last year was
four change.
I know. Four and a half.
I know.
Career 3.88. That to me is a good third or fourth starter.
What would he have been better than Manaea last year? That's where it's got to start.
I think you might have been better than Manaea last year.
All right, but I mean, I'm not available. Cease might be. or desired at this point, I'm not.
Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Now streaming on Paramount Plus, it's the return of Landman. I got to tell you, all this talk about Landman, reading these reads.
Jump into
here,
it?
Well, no, I'm excited to jump into it. I'm intrigued now by it. Boomer talking about it like it's a great show. I'm into it. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton. He is back. Featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season now, streaming only on Paramount Plus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent.
High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.